This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Yes, the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Can the Chiefs get it done if Mahomes ain't ready? So what Andy Reid did without Mahomes at the end of that game, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, you can go check out the podcast if you missed Chuck D on with me just now. Stephen A. Smith goes beyond the headlines to unlock a unique world of hot takes, one-of-a-kind segments, and can't-miss interviews. Stream all this and more on his new show, Stephen A.'s World, exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. You can catch me every weekday on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus at 2 p.m. Eastern, along with Greeny at 10 a.m., Barton Hahn at noon, and Shanae and Golic Jr. at 4 p.m., all Eastern Standard Time. Let's see. L.A. got Steph coming to town later. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Tom Brady led the Bucs to the NFC Championship game, just like Joe Montana before him. Well, Montana, Brady, they're system quarterbacks. They're lucky to have the greatest coach of their era, Bill Walsh in Joe Montana's case, and Bill Belichick in Tom Brady's case. Now, the Niners won with Steve Young, but Steve Young was universally recognized as the greatest backup quarterback, if not ever, certainly active at that time, and he became a Hall of Famer himself. Bill Belichick had Garoppolo, at least. It ain't Steve Young, but he's pretty good. And Brady got him shipped out of town, left the cupboard bare. Be that as it may, Brady set himself up lovely to succeed. But that don't mean he succeeds just because he's set up that way. He's 43 years old. Most quarterbacks, let alone most 43-year-olds, would not take their team to the NFC Championship game the first year. With a new team, without a lot of practice time because of COVID, against a team on the road that had already beaten you twice in the regular season. And the second beating was worse than the first. He had two passing touchdowns, Tom Brady, both with short fields, right, because off of turnovers. And he rushed for another as Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 30-20. It was tied through three quarters. Brady turned three of the Saints' four turnovers into touchdowns, not field goals, touchdowns. Next Sunday's game in Green Bay will be Brady's 14th career conference title game. Oh, my God. He's doubling the next closest guy. That's Joe Montana with seven. Meantime, the Saints' Drew Brees, mum on future. After loss to Buccaneers, it says it right here, mum on future. Where did mum come from? Mum on future. Mum? Like, what does that mean? What is it? What is this short for? I don't even know. Why mum? Does it just, sounds like that's what it should be? Quote, I'm going to give myself an opportunity to think about the season, think about a lot of things, just like I did last year, and make a decision. Brees said when asked if he'd played his final game. When asked what would weigh into the decision, Brees said, I'll keep that to myself right now. Maybe an arm transplant would help him. Brees can't throw the ball down the field nowadays, guys. He just can't do it. And by the way, his decision-making left a lot to be desired yesterday. It's a tie game. Just don't beat yourself. Can you be one pass Brady, one play better than Brady in the fourth quarter? I tweeted it out before the fourth quarter. Okay, tie game. Brady's got six. Brees got one ring because Brady don't beat himself late in game. Usually you can rely on Brady. Brees, especially in recent years, Saints went out and got him a defense 3-4 years ago. Got him a number two receiver to go as number one receiver and with his running back, all-world running back. Got everything you need to win. He hasn't won. And a lot of the times, yeah, they've been snake bit. They've had bad calls go against them, bad officiating, non-calls, all that kind of stuff. And also, Brees has not been up to the task. Let's be honest. And, could you be better than Tom Brady for one quarter? No, he was much, much, much worse. The word mum is a slanged version of mom, M-O-M-M-E, which was used between 1350 and 1400 in Middle English with very close to the same meaning. Be silent. Do not reveal. Someone on my crack staff just looked something up on Wikipedia or something. What? And by crack staff, I believe they're smoking crack. Something is going on there. What's going on? What? All right, mum. Thank you for looking that up, Raj, on Wikipedia. Are you the one who did it, Raj? Go ahead, you can talk.
Well, actually, Brendan said he looked it up, and he shot it to me, and I thought it was fabulous, useless information. I decided to put it up on your teleprompter.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, mum's the word for you right now, Raj. Tom Brady and Drew Brees was the classic matchup people wanted, if not in terms of the outcome, the result. It was dramatic, at least. And the Saints, I just felt, were playing like they didn't want to win the game at a certain point. Like, Godwin missed a catch in the end zone. Would have been a great catch. Brady overthrew the ball by a little bit, but basically it was a good throw. And what you saw throughout the game is Brady making better decisions than Brees. He had a very clean pocket. They did a great job blocking for him on the O-line, and they had a lot of turnover in terms of injuries, their backup tackle and a third-string tackle and like that. And they still did a good job keeping a clean pocket, for sure. And the defense was opportunistic, got some turnovers, and Brady was opportunistic, taking advantage of the defense. Turned those turnovers into touchdowns, not just field goals. But the fact is, if that was Drew Brees' last game, you know, there's a reason. You know, it's almost like an exercise in righteousness when you know, in fairness, when you always throw that extra guy's name in. Oh, what about so-and-so? He's just about as good as the other guys. But there's a reason he's always being thrown in at the end. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, and Drew Brees. Because Brees was better than the other guys, usually. But was he really in that other category? You know, when people talk about there are too many people in a Hall of Fame, there needs to be an inner circle. Brees had a chance to be in an inner circle. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, and let's say he went through Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes to win the Super Bowl, that would elevate Brees. And when you talked about the inner sanctum of the Hall of Fame, he'd be there. Not anymore. If Brees is a top 10 quarterback, I hate to say this if he has played his last game. If he's a top 10 quarterback, it's just barely, and it won't be for long. He played in a pass-happy era for a great coach, an inventive coach, imaginative coach, in a dome. And that's how he got the records, and he's great. There's no question. Drew Brees is the most accurate quarterback ever. He had supernatural accuracy, and he's great. You can see why guys want to play for him, with him. I've met Drew Brees several times and talked to him a little bit, and you could see why. He has that kind of personality. You feel like he'd be a good leader and the kind of leader that people would want to be around. So I'm actually a very big Drew Brees fan. It gives me no pleasure to say this, truly. But on ESPN Plus right now, we have a graphic of breezing into Canton, Drew Brees' career. Passing yards, first. Touchdowns, second. Completions, first. Completion percentage, second. And the percentage is real. He's that accurate, but 67.7% for his career. But as I said, in a dome, in a pass-happy era, for a great coach. Never won an MVP. Never was considered a top two quarterback in the league. And think about history. Joe Montana, John Elway, and Dan Marino, and Steve Young. When I was a kid, there's four. Then through Brees' era, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady, there's eight. I'm just talking about my lifetime, just watching the game. And Patrick Mahomes now is already better than Drew Brees ever was. Like, Patrick Mahomes, this year and the last 2 years, is better than Brees ever was, and it's not close. It's not like, I got to think about it. No, Mahomes way better than Brees. At his best. Let's be honest. And Brees is great. So there's nine. Off the top of my head. Brees ain't long for the top 10 list. A win last night keeps him alive there. Especially if they went on to even play in the Super Bowl. And the Saints really had a very good chance. Defense. Offensive line play. Number one and two receivers. Dynamic running back catch passes out of the backfield. I hate to say it, but the weakness was the quarterback. Tie game in the fourth quarter. Don't screw it up. Starts throwing interceptions. ESPN's FPI on the AFC championship game, the Chiefs have a 61% chance to win with Patrick Mahomes. 32% with Chad Henne at quarterback. Boy, they need Mahomes to get back. Mahomes exited the game, obviously, against the Browns with a concussion. The Chiefs were up 22-17, or rather, they won 22-17. In the third quarter, he was brought down hard, Patrick Mahomes, by Mack Wilson in a rush attempt. But I got to tell you, the way he went down, it wasn't intentional for Mack Wilson, it didn't look like, but it looked like a face mask effect. Like it pulled his neck. I was really much less worried about the concussion in terms of his head rattling around than I was about like a spinal injury, given the way his neck was pulled. I'm actually relieved that it was only a concussion and not a spinal injury. It looked that dangerous to me. I mean, again, not Mack Wilson didn't do anything wrong. I'm just saying the way the play turned out. Andy Reid said that he's doing very well, Patrick Mahomes. He'll see how he is on Monday. Right now, his feelings, it's pretty good. Meantime, I mean, without Patrick Mahomes, there's no Super Bowl. Unless Chad Henne has a Nick Foles performance, you know, in the postseason in him. Or string of performances. I don't see it. Think about what you were thinking when Mahomes is out and the Browns running game gets going. Remember, that Chiefs defense against the run defense was strong early in the game. Chubb couldn't get anything going. And by the way, Stefanski even tried some short passes to Chubb to get him going. And it was Baker Mayfield. I give Baker Mayfield no less than a B+ yesterday. I thought he was very good, bordering on excellent yesterday. Chubb dropped a couple passes. Maybe those could have changed the game. But they couldn't get the run going. But little by little, like by the end of the game, it's a war of attrition. And they started finding holes in the defense. And Chubb and Kareem Hunt especially, started breaking off some plays. And you just had the feeling, without Mahomes, the dam's going to break. Here come the Browns. Fourth and one. They pick up a first down. Game's over. And Tony Romo, who certainly has ESPN, but Raj, he's been talked about as though he also has ESP, not just ESPN. He can read your mind. He can predict the future. Which one is ESP? I guess it could be both. Extrasensory perception, right? So it could be either. Anyway, Tony Romo diagnoses the play and says, they ain't running a play here. In other words, they're faking. Why would they do that? Well, you want to draw the other team off sides, pick up a first down. So think of how you have to coach that up. You got to coach your team up so that their body language says, we ain't going to run a play. And then he went for it on fourth and one. It was a design, like a double-layered design to make the defense think that you're not going to run a play, that they're just don't get drawn off sides. And then you actually run it, which puts them back on their heels, right? Because you don't want to be over-anxious as a defense. If you think the whole point is to draw you off sides, and you're also not expecting a play, and then with a backup quarterback, you do that and finish and ice the game. Let it be a lesson to coaches. You know, head coaches in the NFL are some of the biggest cowards. They talk about all this in sports, all this, you know, they lead the team and what the quarterback has to do and sacrifice for the greater good. And you have to make courageous decisions constantly and disciplined decisions if you're a player. But because they're scared for their jobs and they don't want to be second-guessed, so many coaches are petrified of a negative outcome because they'll be second-guessed. Whatever, whether the orthodoxy, whether the book says go for it or not, whether the analytics contradict the book, so-called book, the old-fashioned traditions, and say, no, you should go for it there or you shouldn't go for it there, whether they're on the same page, whether the analytics now are the orthodoxy, is the orthodoxy like, yes, the analytics are now how we're doing things. Whatever it is, right, whether you make the right or wrong decision based on the numbers, based on tradition, anything, if it doesn't turn out right, you will be second-guessed. So going for it on fourth and one, on a trick play design with your backup quarterback, is gutsy. But it's the right, whether or not it turned out right, it was the right call. Fortune favors the bold. And whether Andy Reid is reacting to the fact that his understudy, Doug Peterson, got a Super Bowl before he did, with a trick play with the Philly special, whether it's because Andy Reid, who was much maligned earlier in his career with the Eagles, when he had a great quarterback in McNabb was no Mahomes, but he was great, for mismanaging the clock, which Reid frequently did at the end of games. He's got a Super Bowl now. And he's got that go take a hike attitude with his stuff now, right? Like, you don't like what I'm going to do? Why? I'm stressing that. All Reid wanted to know was that he got buy-in from his coaches. Is everyone on the same page? Bet we're going to run this play, ice this game right now. Big advantage. Reid has turned into a giant advantage in the playoffs for his team. And that's, if you want to, well, now he has Patrick Mahomes. Take Patrick Mahomes away, and he iced the game with Chad Henne. Huge out of Andy Reid. But can the Chiefs get it done if Mahomes isn't ready to play? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because let me tell you something. Josh Allen ain't playing games, and neither is that Bills defense right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, the Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Meantime, Lamar's performance against the Bills. Look, Lamar got the monkey off his back. He won a playoff game this year. As I always say, if you've been listening to the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, weekdays 2 p.m. Eastern, also on ESPN Plus, I highly recommend it, both the show and ESPN Plus. If you've been listening to me, or on First Take, you know that I never thought Lamar couldn't beat good teams. He's beaten many good teams. He can't beat the team he needs to beat when the light shines brightest. In other words, it's not about his skills or his talent. It's about choking. It's about guts. Lamar's got guts. I shouldn't say guts. It's not like, but it's about the kind of discipline in the moment to not let the moment get the better of you. He was unable to do that in his first playoff game, though it got much better second half. He was unable to do it in his second playoff game, though it was much better than the first playoff game. He did it in his third playoff game. But what we're seeing now is more of the kind of conventional wisdom about Lamar Jackson. And it's not even about accuracy in his passing game. It's about going through his reads. Remember earlier when I said Tom Brady processes the information so quickly and makes good decisions constantly, has fewer bad ones than everyone else? Lamar Jackson, you could see in the playoffs when guys have time to prepare for him, they take away the Ravens' running game and they take away the deep pass. They played a cover four against him. And you got to find guys in between, like go attack the flat, right? He was unable to do it. And part of that's him. It's not all his fault. Part of that is the coaching. You got to get a little more imaginative. Part of that is there's not a dynamic playmaker on the team. Apologies to Hollywood Brown. He's not quite that. But part of it's Lamar. He's going to have to get better. Meantime, Josh Allen has gotten a lot better. And not coincidentally, it's when he got Stephon Diggs. He was getting better anyway. But he made yet another jump from just good quarterback to elite quarterback to MVP candidate when he got a dynamic playmaker. And there's one dynamic playmaker who would appear to be available this offseason, and that is Odell Beckham Jr. Just the kind of guy Lamar needs. And obviously the Browns and Baker Mayfield are better without Odell. Baker and Odell don't vibe. They don't have chemistry. They're going to trade Odell. The Ravens should be in on that. Check out Marvel Studios' WandaVision original series now, streaming only on Disney+. And hear my in-depth conversation with Sean McVay about his quarterback position. Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job on some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter instead. It's powerful technology, actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's why I hired Raj. Unfortunately, it's 4 out of 5. They're working on it. It's going to be 5 out of 5 soon. See for yourself. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. What did Sean McVay say to me in a very exclusive live interview that definitely was not taken from a press conference earlier? Coming up on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio and the Undefeated celebrate Martin Luther King Day with Portland Trailblazer Damian Lillard.
Living the kind of life and being the kind of person that, you know, I feel like can make the world a better place. And that's, you know, being high character, working hard, treating people the right way, and also being kind. You know, I think a lot of Martin Luther King's words, you know, represented those things. And it's why he's such an icon, you know, not only in Black history, but in the history of this country, for those characteristics and what he stood for, what he brought to life. So I just try to take those steps in my life every day. That's how I take action.
Celebrating Martin Luther King Day with the Undefeated and ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Folks want to talk about the Chiefs' chances without Mahomes, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. It is MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a national holiday. You can check out my conversation with Chuck D if you download the podcast of this show. A newly reimagined Sports Nation is back only on ESPN Plus. That show was so fun to do. Rolling into work every day, hanging out with Marcellus Wiley and Michelle Beadle, just having a blast. Whole crew was great, too. Like, we had a great time doing that show. Taylor Twellman, Trevor Scales, and Ashley Brewer relived the night's most memorable plays. I know those guys are having a lot of fun, guys and gals, having a lot of fun doing that show. It's just a fun show to do. That's why it's fun to watch. Best reactions from social media, top 10 lists, deep dives, and more. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. By the way, again, ESPN Plus, whether or not I work for ESPN, I would tell you, it's the best deal in entertainment right now. It's so good. And you can catch me every weekday on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus at 2 p.m. Eastern, along with Greeny at 10 a.m., Barton Hahn at noon, Shanae and Golic Jr. at 4 p.m., all Eastern Standard Time. By the way, ESPN Plus, I'm just telling you, you go on there, you find archival fight footage and details. You know how Kobe would break down stuff and Joe Montana doing details. And we got to get Joe Montana on this show. I want to talk to Joe Montana because he'll have better insight into Tom Brady than maybe even Brady at this point. He's been through it all. Can I play my conversation with Sean McVay from earlier in the show, Raj?
I don't know if we have enough time, but I mean, if you want to try and sneak it in, you can.
All right, let me just sneak this in, because I got Sean McVay to agree to answer one question on the show today, take time out from his busy schedule and give me a live and exclusive interview. Certainly not from the press conference earlier, in which he was asked, just coincidentally, the same question I asked him. You can't think of an original question every time. You just need to hear the answer, which is, you know, is Jared Goff your quarterback? And it's interesting because McVay has been a big Goff supporter through the last several seasons and obviously had to give his blessing, had to sign off on the $134 million extension Goff signed a couple years ago. Goff has been to two Pro Bowls with McVay as his coach and a Super Bowl. I mean, he's doing something right. So I asked Coach on this exclusive and live interview here on the Max Kellerman Show earlier in the show. Again, not sound from the press conference repurposed for this. That would be deceitful. I asked him, Coach. Well, here, listen to it. Let's just listen to my in-depth interview with Coach McVay from earlier in the show. This is my one question, Coach. Thank you so much for joining me. Is Jared Goff your quarterback? Yes or no, Coach?
Yeah, he's a quarterback right now.
He's the quarterback right now. Coach... Raji hung up. Well, listen. He agreed to answer one question. I did not phrase it carefully enough. I should have said, Coach, given the fact that you said that he's your quarterback right now at a press conference very recently that everyone heard, that wasn't exclusive or live on the Max Kellerman Show, as opposed to this, Raj, which is very different. Is Goff going to be your quarterback next year? See what I mean? And but he said, Max, I got time for one question. I'll do it for you because of our existing relationship, Raj. But
you know, and I checked other shows, other networks, their rundowns. No one had McVay on like you did. Yep. It was exclusive.
Well, it was
you can say it was an exclusive.
McVay and Chuck D, both on the same day.
Yeah. So I got Chuck D, you got McVay. We both can, you know, combined our efforts and look what we came up with.
Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game with a win over the Rams. They are going to host the game against the Bucks. Rodgers versus Brady. Wow, could you imagine if Brady beat Rodgers and went to the Super Bowl against Mahomes? You have to go through Breeze. Because just remember, for so many years, Brady had no quarterback to compete against in his division. And now all of a sudden he had one in Breeze, and Breeze beat him twice. And Brady got him in the playoffs when it mattered. Rodgers, Warren Sharp tweeted out, Sharp Analytics, tweeted out such a stat on Rodgers. When Rodgers has had a lead at halftime at Lambeau, what do you think his record is in 72 games, Raj, with a lead at halftime at Lambeau?
72 games? I mean, surely there's a handful of losses. I'll give double-digit losses. 62 and 10 would be, like, awesome.
71 and 1.
Woo!
Or was it 71, 1 and 1? I mean, I was astonished. I was astonished. He is, look, Aaron Rodgers, before Mahomes came around, I was like, I don't care what anyone says. He's the best I've ever seen. Rodgers, best I've ever seen. And he's the MVP this year. I still think Mahomes is the best in the game. I mean, I like the Chiefs primarily because they have Mahomes. If he's healthy, if he's ready to go. But Rodgers and Mahomes, there ain't much to choose from between them. Only thing I would say is take like the last three seasons, which are the only three seasons of starting at quarterback of Mahomes' career. There's no one in the NFL close to Mahomes over that time. Remember how it was like Russell Wilson has not been the MVP in any given year, but over a five-year span, he was the best quarterback in football. But over the last 3 years, is anyone close to Mahomes over that time? He won an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and every year his one-loss record gets better, and his touchdown-interception ratio gets better. Do you know how many career losses he has? 8. 4 in his first season, 3 in his next season, 1 this year, 1 loss. Because the last loss against the Chargers, he didn't play. That's why they lost. Oof. How much time do we have? I want to get to some calls. Can I sneak a call in? I want to sneak a call in. Frank in Ohio, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, love the show, love to listen.
Thanks, brother.
My issue is I'm a diehard Browns fan, but I know our coach made some coaching mistakes in the fourth quarter yesterday, but I honestly feel like the officiating was horrible in that game. They missed that lowering of the crown of the helmet on Rashard Higgins, and I see lots of holding that wasn't being called, but I see that every game anyways. But I'll hang up and let you
Well, I would say this. Absolutely right.
Job.
Absolutely right. The officiating has been bad. And part of it, I wonder, is it feels like it's getting worse and worse. Is that because the camera angles get better and more focused and higher resolution and we're all more educated about the sport now? So we all are, you know, an instant replay and expert analysts on the broadcast, so it seems like it's getting worse, or is it actually getting worse? Because that helmet-to-helmet, first of all, the touchback rule is terrible, right? Like, it's just, even if it makes logical sense, it's just like, oh, man, that's all kinds of messed up. It goes from a touchdown, or at least on the one-yard line, to the other team got the ball, an okay field position, and a fresh set of downs. Damn. But there was helmet-to-helmet contact, and he led with his helmet. Like, there's a rule for that, and it's non-reviewable, so the Browns just got screwed. And Baker was quite good. You know, he had receivers dropping passes. Nick Chubb dropped a couple of important balls that I felt like maybe they could have started to get something going. And the Browns felt like a little snake bit. But I'll tell you this. Had Andy Reid not done what he did at the end of that game, and ran that fake for the first down that iced the game, the Browns may still have won that game. Like, it felt like they were coming. and the future is bright in Cleveland. Are the Chiefs on the ropes without Mahomes? 888-SAY-ESPN. Last take next for do-it-yourself projects. You know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with their mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand with digital tools like image search. Just snap a picture of something. It'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And their product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. Now that's technology for you right there. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Last take next. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, a SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know I'm First Take. I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
All right, it's your last take. People want to talk. Ryan in North Carolina, what's going on? You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, how are you doing, Max?
Go ahead, Ryan.
I'm doing well. I just got a quick question, man. I was just wondering if I'm a big Carolina Panthers fan. I was wondering what you think if the Panthers' new GM should make a move for Deshaun Watson or not.
If you can get Deshaun Watson, you get him. If I'm Watson, I don't love going to Carolina. It's not an especially functional organization. And, I can think of a bunch of better fits for Deshaun Watson. Some friends of mine and I, and then someone I know from the industry chimed in. What about Deshaun Watson for Dak Prescott? Right? Think about that for a second. Dak and stuff. Deshaun Watson with the Cowboys. Here's the thing that the person I know in the industry told me, by the way, in the media industry, and boxing, as a matter of fact. They stay in state, both guys. The Cowboys get their quarterback and an upgrade. Who's under contract? They don't have to worry about that. And how much better are you going to do if you're the Houston Texans than Dak Prescott right now? The Texans are it was on ESPN.com. No one wants the job. Texans are totally dysfunctional. Alex in Michigan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max. Going in on Kansas City and Henny, as much as I'd love, as a Michigan fan, to see another Michigan quarterback actually do something in the league outside Brady, I don't see them doing anything against the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you signed Mahomes to that big contract for a reason. I don't see someone else stepping into that team and taking them to the Super Bowl.
Particularly not the way the Bills are coached, can now play defense, and the way Josh Allen's playing. I agree. They need Mahomes. Will in Hawaii, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, Max. Loved you when you were on around the horn. Hey, brother.
Yes.
Aloha.
Aloha, Will.
You are so right. Drew Brees' stats are incongruent. Absolutely incongruent.
Will in Hawaii, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut this short, but you're breaking up to the point where it's difficult to hear you. John in Indiana, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, look, I want to say this for all Bills Mafia. You know, we hope Mahomes is okay, and I mean, player safety comes first always. However, you know, with that being said, I've had a few friends hit me up who aren't Bills fans saying we might look out because, you know, he might not play. We want to play against him. 60% Ooh. Chance of victory with him in versus 30%. I don't care. We've been doubted all year, and even more so.
John, you're in Indiana. How are you in the Bills Mafia in Indiana?
My dad's from Buffalo, man. I'm born and raised watching him punch.
John, can I tell you something?
Punch holes in the wall as a kid, born in 88.
Can I tell you something? John, I got to tell you something. The Bills fans are showing off at this point. They're donating to Lamar Jackson's charity. They're calling up saying, we don't want just to get by the Chiefs. We want Mahomes. Bills fans are showing off to the point considering how loud they were for how few fans there were. They're on a short list of best fans in sports right now, I think. And the way John in Indiana, not even from Buffalo, his dad's from Buffalo, rolling with the Bills Mafia, boy, is real. That might be Like, what are the best fan bases in sports? That's one of them. Got 30 seconds, so Dennis in South Carolina and Jaden in Georgia and everyone waiting on the lines. There unfortunately won't be time for you today. However, maybe Raj will stay after the show and talk to you a little bit. Could you talk to the people, Raj? By the way, Raj set it up so that when he wins DraftKings, he gets all the money, and when he loses, like he comes in second finishes in the money. But I came in second this week and finished in the money. Back at you, Raj. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.